Hi everyone, welcome back to Healthy Habits. I'm your host, Paige Harrington, and I'm here with today's special guest, Avery Harrington. Our driving question is, how can substances and alcohol affect your health and your relationship with others? It is important to recognize the right ways to use alcohol and how it affects those around you. An important skill to focus on is decision making. Making decisions can change your life in an instant, especially when it comes to alcohol and substance use. It is always important to look at all of your options and consider the consequences.
Without the skills to make good decisions, the choices you make could change your life in so many ways.
Yeah, definitely. Decision making plays a huge role in alcohol use and is often due to peer pressure. It is important to make the best decisions for you and your health, regardless of what those around you are trying to get you to do.
I'm about to go into high school, and I have a lot of questions about how I can stay safe and make the right choices. I see a lot of adults and teens making bad choices and getting into bad situations because of alcohol.
It's great that you want to be educated. I think there's a lot of people who don't know much about alcohol and substances before they choose to use them. Let's start by talking about how you can use substances safely when you're old enough to do so. In terms of drug use, you should only use prescribed drugs. Using more than what your doctor prescribed could cause you to become addicted. When talking about alcohol, it is a little different. According to the Mayo Clinic, adult men should only have up to 2 drinks a day, and women should only have about 1 drink. These are just guidelines for the safe alcohol consumption. Teens should be even more careful if they make the choice to consume alcohol before legal drinking age. Most teens just think alcohol is illegal and that is why they shouldn't be drinking it. The real reason is the effects it can have on their developing brain. According to the 2020 Child Mind Institute, alcohol use heavily affects the teen developing brain. Teens are also at a higher risk of developing an addiction than adults.
That's good to know. I have heard a lot about teens using alcohol and substances to help improve their mental health. Is that true?
I'm glad you asked. It is very common for addictions to begin because people are looking for ways to relieve stress, feel better mentally, or to be like their friends. According to the 2020 Child Mind Institute, substance use can increase mental health problems for teens. Headspace also said that many people become more aggressive and are more likely to behave more risky under the influence of alcohol. People are quicker to make choices, which is why alcohol can lead them to self-harm and suicide if they were already in a low place mentally. Alcohol can make people with mental health problems feel better short-term, but can cause a lot more problems in the long run as they become more dependent on the substance.
Wow, I didn't know that. What are the other risks to alcohol or drug use?
Alcohol can cause short-term risks such as the possibility of getting hurt while intoxicated, alcohol poisoning, and risks to pregnancy if the woman is pregnant while consuming alcohol. Long-term, alcohol use can put you at risk of addiction, cancer, high blood pressure, risk of stroke, or heart and liver disease. Drug use can have similar risks to alcohol, but a major risk of drug use is the possibility of an overdose or an addiction. If drugs are used improperly, a person could overdose, and that could result in serious health problems or even be life-threatening.
I never knew so many risks came with substance use. When you are of the legal drinking age, how can you prevent an addiction from happening?
The best way to prevent an addiction is to limit alcohol and substance use or not use them at all. Some things that can help those who are more dependent on alcohol could be a strong support system of family and friends, people to reach out to about mental health, or just being aware of who around you is more likely to influence you to misuse substances and stay away from any negative situations. Addiction is something that you should always be on the lookout for, both within your own life and those around you, because it can cause so much pain to those affected. According to the 2021 Addiction Center, families often experience emotional damage and broken relationships and marriages due to addiction. If the addiction causes an overdose, this can cause severe trauma and family members can develop unhealthy coping.
I have one more question. What is the best way to help someone who is struggling with an addiction?
Everyone is different when it comes to how they deal with their addiction, but the best thing you can do for someone is let them know that they have people around them who support them. It is also good to talk to them about ways that they can find help in order to find the best fit for them. According to WebMD, treatments for addiction include therapy, rehab, treatment using medication, groups with others who are going through addiction, and stopped usage of the substance. The first step to getting better is always to reach out and find help, whether medical help or even just reaching out to someone you trust to ask them for help.
Well, I think that covers all my questions today. I definitely feel a lot more educated on how to safely use alcohol and the risks that come with any substance use.
I'm glad I could answer your questions. That's it for today's episode of Healthy Habits. We'll see you next week.